This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Parliament Tuesday, pleading for more help as Russia continues to violently attack her neighbor. The defiant president quotes some of Winston Churchill's World War II address to the UK nation.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
After Secretary of State Antony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
More companies are suspending operations over Russia's violent war in Ukraine. Overnight, Yum Brands, that owns KFC and Pizza Hut, announced suspended operations. A couple of companies staying include Caterpillar, John Deere, Hilton, and Papa John's. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. Around 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
44 million South Koreans head to the polls to elect the country's next president today. They have seen it all, surprises, scandals, and smear campaigns. The winner of the election will face deepening inequity and surging housing prices. USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
President Biden's claims Tuesday that his administration has not limited domestic oil production are not true, according to Representative Pete Sessions, Republican from Texas, told Newsmax after President Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports.
They want to get from our bitter enemies their energy rather than taking care of what's necessary here. So how far out of Texas the president and Democrats? They should today go back and build the XL pipeline, because so what if it's some months away from completion? We need to start. The Russian problem is here, and we're going to need to help take care of Europe with our exports, which we can easily do.
Super Bowl champion and sports commentator Troy Aikman says he's releasing a new ultra-healthy beer line that he claims will shake up the industry. And when he set out to create a new line of suds, he says he wanted to make sure it matched his healthy lifestyle. He's calling it 8. The Environmental Protection Agency is set to release millions of genetically altered mosquitoes that are seeking to ward off their natural disease-causing offspring. They're to be released soon in Florida and California. Developed by biotechnology company Oxitec, the altered mosquitoes are genetically modified so that males, which do not bite, are released into the wild with females that do bite. The resulting offspring will never survive to reach maturity, the company claims. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? It just keeps getting more and more complicated. That's it. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is too many people are making money off the confusion and the insanity. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, it's the old business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. And so you get all these cottage industries, these side hustles, and some that are very serious these days, especially when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, right? I mean, boy, you get initials on something, all of a sudden it's backed up by we the people. I mean, we unbeknownst to us, we're paying for this, this idea. It's like one of those things that, you know, one of those theories that somehow catches on and, people want to hold on to. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And here to tell us more about this as we break this down even further is the president of Every Black Lives Matter and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California, Kevin McGarry, is with us. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning, Brother Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be connecting with you. I'll see you face-to-face here in just a minute. I ran into your compadre, Neil, last night. We ran into each other at the hotel, and I was sitting there. I was thinking of your name, and I go, are you Kevin? And I mean, you know, and it took me a minute to get my senses, but I knew that there – and I wouldn't – it was kind of like walking away because, oh, you've confused me with somebody else. He didn't recognize me either. Because I had a hat on, I guess I didn't realize that I could simply disguise myself with a hat. But anyway, we finally realized that yes, we did know each other. It did make sense, and I told him that you and I are going to be talking this morning. So, been looking forward to this. So what's been happening with
it's
you,
an honor
my friend?
To be here.
Hey, honor's mine. Appreciate it. So, what's been going on with you?
Well, I mean, you know, things have been very busy, and as you've indicated, there's a lot of kowtowing to culture and a lot of bowing to culture via DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is its own cottage industry in the sense that you have a lot of people that have created a problem, quote unquote, which is we don't have enough ethnic diversity within all of the ranks of our organization, corporations, business, whatever. And so therefore we need to bring in an equity officer. Now the average, last I checked, the average salary of these diversity, equity, inclusion officers is well over $100,000. I think it was $175,000, something like that. And these people have, they wield a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
They have enough power to assert what should the board be made up of and who you should get rid of. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But here is the big fraud of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say that Jesse Jackson would have loved this idea on one hand, but on the other hand, not. Because Jesse Jackson has been doing DEI for a long time. He's been a social justice warrior. He's gone and he's held all these corporations hostage. And he became the standard bearer of whether or not you were an equitable company. If you had Jesse Jackson's seal of approval on it, and it'll only cost you, I mean, depending, depending on your balance sheet, $2 million here or there, then that was the price for that seal of approval, right? And so now you got these social justice lawyers that have kind of like pulled the rug out from underneath Jesse Jackson, and here they are. They give us diversity, equity, and inclusion, did they not? I think this is really, when you study the genesis of this business model, it's consistent. It's been done time and time again. This is why we got the war on poverty. Same thing. Somebody in that particular case in the mid 60s, it was the president of the United States. It was Lyndon Baines Johnson that decided to scratch an itch that nobody was scratching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the irony is DEI is completely these people are hypocrites to the nth degree. They're duplicitous in the sense that they assert that, hey, we're standing for diversity. We need a really, really diverse, environment. We are standing to make sure that everybody has an equitable opportunity at the table and everybody's included. And they say that and they assert that while every DEI officer ever known or met are completely progressive, leftist progressive, so they're pushing an ideology, and they are pro-abort. Now, here's the issue. If you are sincerely about diversity, if you're sincere, you would stand against any sort of targeted and organizations that target and strategize to eliminate diversity. Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger said, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to fully exterminate the Negro population. And unfortunately, Planned Parenthood has been masterful at it. It's incredible, but they've been very, very good at it. Mm-hmm. And so we have this scourge, this outright assault on black life. And we have these DEI officers that are all in with Planned Parenthood. Every single one I've ever met or heard of. Mm-hmm. Are pro-abort. Now, right. If you know that there's a strategy to virtually eliminate the diversity of blacks, to eliminate the inclusion of blacks, to make sure blacks are not equitable and don't come to the table, how could you assert that you're a DEI officer? The only one that has gotten it right is Governor Youngkin. Mm-hmm. His DEI officer is a DOI officer, Diversity Opportunity.
Yes, right.
And then and his executive order for her is she first and foremost is going to stand up for the inequities of the unborn. This is unbelievable. So he really cast the perfect stone. If you're really about it, this is the only way to do it. This is the only way. I mean, if you're all really about diversity, how could you stand silent and see all of these inequitable, assaults on black life and across the country and say, that's good. Yeah, we stand with Planned Parenthood.
Right.
The
people have been known to kill, black babies. Yeah, let's go ahead and stand with them. Kevin, let me ask you something. The thought comes to mind here. What's a bigger sin, slavery or the abortion of black babies?
Oh, man. By far, abortion of black babies.
But we always want to cycle this issue of slavery time and time again. And, here we are. I mean, we've become quite the diverse nation. We have more, mixed marriages ever in the history, of this country.
Yeah.
The dream that Martin Luther King had in terms of being judged by the content of our character, I see that more and more these days. And then you get these social justice warriors that come in, and they will not relent. because for them it's a payday to keep this irritation up. And it's amazing the things that they hold on to. Just like you said, it's like, oh, we're going to support abortion. Oh, great, yeah. Let's support a program that eliminates 40% of the babies, 25% of Hispanic babies. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's support them in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's a farce.
Right.
We've got more from Kevin McGarry. Stay with us. We've got to go to break. More from Kevin after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, check out the website. All these great interviews with these great guests like Kevin and so many others are right there. They're posted on the website absolutely free. Okay? You don't have to pay a dime. It's our gift to you. We're givers. So download it. Listen to it at your convenience. Pass it on to your friends and neighbors. Get the word out there, because it isn't about 8-second sound bites here. We want to get into the topic, go deep into it, so that you have a better understanding. Because what we're realizing out of all this, Kevin, you know, the bottom line is knowledge is power. We you and I grew up with that idea. Knowledge is power. But we kind of let go
absolutely.
Of that. In this information age, we've been bombarded with so much information that if you're not discerning, you know, about the information that you're consuming, boy, your worldview is going to get greatly compromised, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You get swept and gripped right into it. So you be swept and gripped right into culture unless you're vigilant about what you're going to be standing on. A lot of us, it just requires a little bit, you know, us to think more critically, not critical mm-hmm. thinking, but CRT, but just allowing us to think more critically. So when you think about, you know, in the last segment, we talked about the whole issue of slavery versus abortion. Here's the deal. They're both manifestly evil and both incalculable as it relates to which one is worse than the other. They were both horrible. They were both perpetrated by racist white supremacists who are still active today, and they're both precipitated by the exact same faction of people and mindset. The people who precipitated slavery, that particular faction of the population in the 1800s, are the same people who went all in with eugenicists when that whole movement started, and they're all in today. And so, you know, we need to be vigilant about who we're going to align ourselves with. I mean, if we want to stand against white supremacy and racism, guess what? The first culprit should be Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, and all of the abortuaries that, you know, strategically try to target the black and brown communities and exterminate them.
We've got to re-embrace and reapprehend the idea of truth. I mean, more than the idea, the fact that it is truth. This idea, you know, again, when you and I were growing up, this scary idea, we went down this slippery slope that truth is relevant. You know, your truth is your truth, my truth, my truth. There's no really, you know, objective truth. That's one of the biggest lies ever. And that has been foundational to all this. So to the degree, to your point, Kevin, here we are because we've been so conditioned by evil to appease it and accept it, to kind of dance with it. We can't even see what Russia is doing to Ukraine is evil. I mean, even the United Nations, they can't even take a stand. You know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know, and we don't want to call it an incursion, you know. We don't want to call it, it's a mostly peaceful invasion, according to CNN, I guess. You know, this is absurd on its face. But, you know, in the process of buying into this, Kevin, what happens is we become stupid. It really dumbs us down. That's what you're saying, is that if we're not, you know, and it's not critical, like you said, you know, when we talked about this as well, the wordsmiths of progressives are such, they're geniuses. They do a great job to where you can't even just say, you know, you have to think critically without thinking, oh, the other side thinks, okay, that I'm aligning, you know, with the critical race there. No, that's not. We're going back to the original meaning of critical thinking and what it means, right?
That's exactly right. You know, really, there are some that there's a particular faction that has been absolutely masterful in their ways to manipulate language, narratives, and distinctions. I mean, it's just unbelievable how our world can be literally turned upside down. Mm-hmm. And unless we think critically about where we will align ourselves, we'll find ourselves right in with the very people that we think that we should be standing or that we should be standing against, but we
exactly.
we think are holistic and doing great deeds, but they're really doing insidious, diabolical evils. So we need to be careful.
Well, you know, when we were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion as a separate office, I mean, I wonder in some of these corporations how many people go into that office. You know, here's somebody getting paid, you know, up to, you know, $200,000 a year to be in an office, and all they are is just focusing on all the negative aspects. And, you know, which, you know, which to me should be an HR issue. This should be handled by human resources. Why do we have a carve out for diverse equity and inclusion officers anyway?
Well, yeah, I mean, but here's the deal. Most HR offices are run, probably 90% of HR offices are run with people who are not ethnic. They're Caucasian, they're white, they're executives in that, and this is their way. This is the culture's way to sort of get around, the sort of prevailing, HR departments around the country, and actually give more power to the equity officer. But you're right. I mean, these are the types of things that are already sort of mandated, based upon laws, based upon statutes. We have to, and there's all kinds of guideposts and stopgaps and penalties.
Especially the penalties, Kevin. You got to have those penalties, right?
Yeah. So we already have a lot of statutes around diversity and the mandates for diversity and that really rules and have been ruling a lot of corporations for decades. But DEI officers are provided with an extra dose of power because they can actually come in and completely change the trajectory of an existing organization in the sense that they could put people at the table who are really summarily not qualified in a lot of ways, but they say, look, under the auspices of equity, which has nothing to do with qualifications or skills, has everything to do with outcomes, this person deserves to be there. And so that's sort of how they're manipulating now, our boardrooms and our organizations, corporations. So we'll have a lot more of what, Biden has done with our Supreme Court nominee, which is really unfair to her in the sense that Biden says, look, we're going to have an African-American woman. And so she may be completely qualified. I doubt it. But she may be completely qualified. But the point is that she'll be seen as a diversity pick and not a fully qualified, Supreme Court justice. And it's unfair. It is unequitable in that regard. And it's too bad when people make these kinds of decisions based strictly on the color of skin and gender.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. It does put an asterisk next to her name, unfortunately. And even when you just talk about her credentials, to say, okay, what has she done? I mean, she's been at the D.C. court barely a year, and she's had questionable judgments. She's had several reversed. So this is it'll be interesting to see what kind of, how the hearing takes place. Of course, it's going to be a mess. It drives me crazy because you get these elected officials who are relying on the notes from their staff, and they're just, pontificating. It's like, oh, suffer me not. Okay. But you want to know, okay, are you going to really offer some critical questions so that you get to the heart of her, of her jurisprudence? But what we know on its face is she's not an originalist. And she believes that the Constitution is rather elastic. That's been her history. And you got to sit there and say, okay. And these Republicans, because she checks a box, will go along and they'll roll over and they'll go ahead and confirm her, knowing that, because of the numbers, okay, she's replacing another liberal. But God only knows that, I don't think she's Justice Breyer's kind of liberal, but I think she's even more so. So this could have a more impact than people realize, even though the court seems to be split. It's 6-3 to your point.
That's right. That's right. So we have a lot to see there coming up here in the next few weeks, but it is going to be a bit of a circus. But,
Kevin McGarry, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke to Parliament Tuesday, pleading for more help as Russia continues to violently attack her neighbor. The defiant president quotes some of Winston Churchill's World War II address to the UK nation.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
After Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered the idea of sending jets to the conflict, the United States has rejected Poland's offer to send its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine via a U.S. airbase in Germany, saying the proposal raised serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. The charity's Aid Foundation's World Giving Index is reporting America was the world's most generous country this past decade. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you. Great that you can come along and share part of your day with us. Always an honor and a privilege to have you join in. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jack Countryman is with us. Yes, the author of 35 books, publisher of over 800. And we're going to be talking about his new book, The Power of Hope, and how people in biblical times felt a lot like we do during these trying times. God said he's the wisest man on earth ever that he had credited was Solomon himself. He was the one that said there's nothing new under the sun. Hey, Jack Countryman, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm just terrific, and it's just a pleasure for me to be with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the power of hope. I mean, there is, you know, I think it's interesting, Jack, that you bring this book at a time when so many find themselves hopeless. And that's manifested in, look at the number of suicides that are happening across the demography. I mean, even young people are dying by suicide. We've known vets have been dying at record numbers, 2022 a day. We're rather in a depressed culture right now. So your book is quite the encouragement, the power of hope, to remind us that, hey, we've seen, you know, the world has seen things like this before. And there was an answer. And the sooner we can get to that answer, the better it will be for everybody, right?
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the Bible mentions hope 190 times.
Mm.
And as I chose 100 of these passages to put in the book, I found that 56 of the people were blessed by hope from our Lord. And so it was just an interesting, each of my things that I put in the book, there's a person that is attached to that writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just interesting to see, for instance, how God blessed Noah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Noah was 600 years old when he entered the ark. Noah had three children, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Mm-hmm.
They were born when he was 500 years old. So his kids weren't teenagers. They were mature adults, 100 years old. And things like that were just enlightened me. And I thought to myself, Noah worked 40 years to build that ark. It was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 25 feet deep. And so it was just interesting to find out all the particulars that went on, and God blessed Noah because of his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he wants to do the same thing with us today. He just wants us to be faithful as we seek him to become involved in our lives.
Well, and you imagine, Jack, I mean, here's Noah building this ark for 40 years. 40 years, his neighbors are ridiculing him. They're going, what are you doing? We're out in the desert. You're not even anywhere close to water. What are you thinking? And, I mean, he was the object of scorn and every neighborhood joke. I mean, you might as well have likened him to the neighbor drunk, right? And he went on and he suffered this for 40 years. I mean, if you don't have hope to get you through that, heaven help you, right?
Well, he is an example of total commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always play games with God. If we just would be committed to him, he promises that he will bless us. His spirit will lead us and guide us, and we can become all that we've been called to be if we just stay committed.
You know, Jack, you talk about commitment in such a way that there are decades of experience behind your understanding of commitment. Break that down for us. Help us, you know, apprehend a little bit of what has been your experience in your heart about commitment and why you speak of it in the way you do.
Well, you know, as I was growing up, I was so full of myself that it was what I wanted to do, what I chose to take the path. But when I decided that I wanted to follow Jesus Christ, I made a commitment that I would live for him no matter what I did. And it was just interesting how he chose to change my life, come into my life, and bless my life. And all the ideas I get for books comes from Jesus Christ. There's nothing that I'm not brilliant. I'm simply a servant. And the Lord blesses me with ideas and scripture and thoughts. And because of that, I've been able to create all these books, and it just one idea after the other comes to me, and those are all God-given.
Yeah.
If you ask the Lord to come into your life, take charge of your life, direct your life, he will. But he's not going to unless you ask him.
And you have to be all in, don't you, Jack? I mean, it's not one of those deals you stick your toe in the water, right?
You see, God will not be second best.
Mm-hmm.
He only wants to be first. If you truly want to be blessed, he's got to be the Lord and master of your life. You've got to turn your life over him and seek him in everything you say and everything you do and become hungry for the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has the answer to everything in life, and it's all found in his word.
Yes. Jack, as you've taken this journey, and you first said, okay, I'm going to accept Jesus. I'm going to take Jesus for his word. And, I mean, you go from dark to light. I mean, there's no question. You know, I tell people often that I was, I am. I was this way, I am. That transition takes place. But you go through that journey. And for some people, I find it quite miraculous when they're able to flip the switch and it's so immediate. People like myself, a little bit of a process. Did you find yourself early on just saying, okay, God, I believe you. Help me with my unbelief. We test a couple things here. I mean, like Gideon, I'm going to hang the fleece out there. Let's kind of work through this. And as God continued to prove himself faithful, it allowed you to deepen your capacity for commitment. Did you find that to be the case?
Well, what I found was I had to get rid of all the things that I thought were important. Mm-hmm. And it took a process, a time. You know, you don't change overnight. You got that old self that clings on to you, and through habit, you just go your own way. So you need to kind of be like peeling an onion. It goes just a layer at a time
right.
to get to where you want to be all that God has called you to be. So God has worked in my life and is still working in my life to make me into the person that he wants me to be. And I think everyone would want to be approved by God. Everyone wants to be blessed by God. Everyone wants to have God's mind and be able to do the things that would please him and bring honor and glory to his name.
Well, Jack, as you say, you know, looking at today's headlines, personal struggles that all of us are dealing with, no doubt, can leave us feeling a bit weary and anxious. But life's big questions and the emotions attached to them aren't new to God. People in biblical times often felt the same way. The book, The Power of Hope, explores how those characters responded to adversity with a faith that brought them hope, not because of their circumstances changing, but because their focus changed. Wow. I'll tell you, this is such a gift, Jack. And I thank you for your obedience and all, you know, this journey that you've had hand in hand with God. You're quite the example and inspiration, and I appreciate that you came on the show to talk about the book. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jack Countryman has been our guest. Thank you, Jack. God bless.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home one. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-D-77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As you can hear from the music behind, guess who we got? Yes, John Schlitt is back with us, and he promised that he's going to be on his best behavior, whatever that means. And we're going to talk about his new project, Go, which is his first solo album of original material in 7 years. It's about time, John. I mean, you've been slacking on us. What's going on here?
I have, Bill. I'm sorry. I apologize right now. As you said, good behavior.
Yes.
I'm doing my best. Actually, man, I was just busy.
Yeah.
It's not like I've been laying around doing nothing. I've been working with the Jay Sekulow Band. I've been working with the Union Sinners and Saints, a Christmas CD. So I've been busy, but I really, you know, I had a lot of folks going, hey, when's the next record? When's the next record?
Finally, exactly.
I was able to do it. Had concerns that I wasn't going to be able to follow the greater cause, but I think we made it.
Well, you know, it's quite telling, John, when you think about it, that a rock star such as yourself has to be associated with an attorney these days, which just, you know, kind of tells us how Christians are being persecuted to the point that everybody now is saying, hey, I got to follow Schlitt's lead. I've got to have a token attorney on my in my rock band. Don't tell Jay I said that, okay?
That's funny. Hey, listen, if you can find a token lawyer for a rock band, I'm very blessed, and I think I'm very unique. I don't know if there's that many around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially if you can find a lawyer that knows that they can keep the beat, right?
Oh, and he's a good drummer.
Yeah.
And never satisfied with just being a drummer. He wants to be a guitar player. He's great. He's great at congas. He won't sing. I keep saying, Jay, come on, sing with me. Nope, I'm not singing. So it's fun. But I'll tell you what, being around him and the guys in the band, it's been a real joy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Great music. I've always wanted to do, you know, back in my bar days, I did a lot of copy band stuff, just other people's material. And I always enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, we're going back, way back, and doing 70s, 80s stuff and just having a ball.
Yeah.
Ball.
How much fun is that? And, you know, and just one more thing about an attorney. You know, whoever heard of an attorney that knew his limits, you know, I'm surprised that he didn't grab the microphone from you. We're just picking on him, aren't we? Yeah, I'm just sorry.
I'm not going to let Jay hear this interview, buddy. I'm
telling you. Yeah, he's liable to throw an injunction on me, you know. Hey, okay. We're just teasing. Don't be so, you know, legally sensitive. Why not, huh?
Don't take things so serious, Jay. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, after all, it's Martinez and Schlitz show, man. We're just having all kinds of fun here. Hey, so let's talk about the interest in producing this new album of original material, you know, at your stage of the career.
Well, you know what? A vision of what God wants you to do never changes. I mean, as I get older, hopefully I get wiser, and I hope that the message that God puts on my heart is even more useful than before. I don't know if it will be, but, you know, it's the times are as they are, and God puts things on your heart as he does. And if you have the option or the availability to express those ideas and those visions or whatever through music, I should do it. And for some reason, God's allowed me to do it with some of the best writers, producers, musicians in the business, and as long as these opportunities are there, and as long as God allows me to have a voice, I need to do it. So to be able to use these 11 songs that I had on the record, I think it's 11, I don't know. Anyway, this amount of songs and be able to bring out what I wanted to say, it's very cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, and as you say, God is dynamic. I mean, we're always moving. I mean, because in God's realm, his economy, it's about life and a constant movement. And I guess that's the inspiration for Go. You say Go is a declaration of movement, right? And sometimes movement is a forward motion as you ride. Sometimes movement takes a momentary pause as we wait for direction. In either case, Go, quote unquote, does not mean to sit still in our comfort zone and do nothing, right?
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. In fact, I think I did.
You did say it. That's it. I plagiarized your words there.
I said, man, that sounds familiar.
You see, you're not totally gone. I mean, you still know what you're writing. Yeah.
No, listen. The idea when the record just started formulating, I will be honest. I was just doing song by song, and as the message came, I brought it out. And when it was all said and done, there was one more song to do. And as I was listening to the music, I'm going, my gosh, this is all in one direction. It's like, it really lent to this idea of no more sitting around. We don't sit in the comfy zone called the church. It's not a comfy zone.
Right.
It's a boot camp. It's an instruction a camp for warriors to go out and be you know, a team for Christ. So the last song I wrote was the title cut, and thanks to Mark Townsend, he and I think it turned out great. It's probably one of my favorite songs, and it just basically put it all together and said, listen, no more sitting around. Let's go do what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you decided to release a limited vinyl edition. Why?
Well, because it seemed like people were interested in that. And I had a record company that came to me and said, we'd like to do this for you. And I said, hey, why not? It had nothing to do with the money thing. It really wasn't part of that. It's just every time someone comes to you and says, hey, I think this could be cool. I think people would like it. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of getting it out. If there's an interest in a vinyl, well, praise God. They'll get the vinyl and they'll hear what I've got to say. So you never turn down an opportunity to get the message out there.
Well, when you're talking to an old disc jockey that was used to handling vinyl and went through the process of when vinyl was a bit substantial to where, you know, I don't know if you remember, John, but in the early days after the oil shortage and everything back in the 70s, you would pull out these new albums and they would almost fall over themselves and fold up like a taco, and you know how cheap they got. So it's interesting how vinyl is coming to a renewal, and these young kids are being reintroduced to vinyl, and even my daughter, she's got a record player, and they love their vinyl collection. She only wished she had her hands on my old collection that I had all from my old DJ days, you know?
Oh, listen, it's part of history. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And as usual, music is almost cyclic, and it comes around, and right now vinyl is a cool thing. Like I said, because of the expense and stuff, I only put out I think about 200 of them of the special of the colored vinyl, which is actually really pretty. I love it.
Wow.
But then after that, it's going to be the old black copy again. Mm-hmm. But it's just, again, if kids like that, I would love to reach kids. You know,
exactly. You realize about 30 years from now that those vinyl, that special edition, they'll be worth $1 million.
Well,
so you might want to keep a couple in the warehouse for some of the grandkids, right? Well, I know, but you know, that's just that's the way things age, you know. But like I said, for the grandkids, they'll go, "Hey, what did Grandpa save? Oh my God, no way, man! A million."
I'm a rich man. $1 million back. $1 million to them will probably be like 20 now. So.
Yeah, it'll be penny loafer money for them, you know, at that point, say the least. Hey, John, you know, your career, it's just, you look back and the breadth of it, the scope, you know, of contemporary music, almost from its inception. What have you seen in the industry from the time when you first joined Petra to now Recording Go?
Change. Yeah. Always change, buddy. Change from style, music style, change from interest as far as what they want music to do. It's always change. I think that's the best way for me to put it. Do I enjoy the changes? Oh, not always, mm-hmm. but there's always change. I think one thing that it is that's pretty apparent, the quality of the recordings are getting better. The musicianship hasn't dropped. It's all a lot of great musicians, a lot of great singers, or good writers. But, you know, the styles have changed. And that's why when I put out a record, I say thank you for whatever sells, because I have my style, and that was really hot back when, and maybe not as hot now, but it's my style, and it's the purity of what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And for me to try to go and be something that I'm not would be an insult to the music. Well, it'd be an insult to Christ.
Well, and to your very spirit. I mean, it's your brand, and thou shalt honor thy brand. John Schlitt, along with the rock band Petra, was inducted into the Hard Rock Cafe in 1994. Petra was the first Christian group to ever be inducted, by the way. And as lead singer, Petra earned 4 Grammy Awards, 10 GMA Dub Awards, 3 RIAA Certified Gold Albums, and became the first rock group to win the GMA Dub Award for Group of the Year. You're no slouch, John Schlitt. You just keep on working, buddy. Happy to join with you, John Schlitt. I appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.